Welcome to the We Have a Meeting podcast, where we sit down with the world's smartest thinkers to give you the actionable tools, insights, and strategies that could make your life more impactful and productive. This week, we have a meeting with...
Hello, we are back in the trenches with another episode of Trench Tips. I'm here with my good friend Zach Thompson, and today we are talking about the next steps. We've spoken about pattern interrupts. We want to say, right, okay, you've interrupted them. You've said, hello, how are you? No, we don't say that. That's rubbish. We never say that. So you get through to them and they say, okay, well, what's it about? You say, look, let me have 30 seconds. If you hate me by the end of it, you can hang up. You never have to speak to me again. You never have to look into my little eyes. Just give me 30 seconds. Is that fair? And they say, I'm rambling. This isn't what I sound like on the phone. And they say, right, go on then. So you've got your 30 seconds. You've reacted. You've got them to agree to that mini contract. So what would you label the next step of the selling process, Zach?
The closest thing I think about is the pitch. I've heard some people call it the value proposition.
Yeah.
But I think there's a lot of different names for it, but basically, it's what is your prospect moaning about or having symptoms of a problem in that you can help with? So that's the bit that you need to come up with next. A lot of people at that point lead with features, advantages, benefits of what they do. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I have. So can I ask you a little bit of a role play? If I was to say, right, you're going to put your bad salesman's hat on, you're going to be the worst salesperson that lives in Shaftesbury, and you are with our business and what we do, I want you to try and pitch. Okay, you've got your 30 seconds. Can you pitch to me in the worst way possible? What shouldn't we do?
Right. I'll pitch you something boring. I'll say taps.
Okay.
Let's pick taps, yeah?
Okay. Do we sell taps? We can do.
I don't have a prospect that sells taps, but I'm just thinking of the worst. Okay.
Thing that comes. There's going to be a lot of pissed off tap suppliers on LinkedIn. You know that.
So if I was a bad seller, I'd say we've got a range of luxury taps. They're made in Berlin. Each one is one of a kind. And I was hoping to put some samples in front of you for your future projects and see if maybe there'll be an opportunity to put these taps in and see if we can impress your customers. Do you think that'd be possible if we could set up 10 minutes or I could send you a sample?
Sorry, were you speaking?
Wake up, Jack. Come back.
Bored.com. Do you remember bored.com? I'm bored. Okay. That's boring because you're just dribbling on. You're like a drunk uncle at a wedding telling me about the time we went to Vietnam. It's all me. Okay. Now, this next step that we do, we are talking, and it is going to be, the onus is going to be on us in terms of the conversation. How would you do that in a good way?
Well, here's what you should be thinking of. So if I'm someone who's buying taps, I'm probably buying flooring, tiles, bricks, everything from the ground up. So I'm not an expert on taps. I don't really care about taps anyway. What I will probably care about and be frustrated by is supply chain because of Brexit taking a long time. Probably the government telling me that my projects have got to be more sustainable. Yeah. And probably things, cost and things like that being rising up. So instead, I would say, typically, we're invited in by people who are noticing that because of Brexit, their current supply chain's taking a long time. They're noticing that because of sustainability requirements on site, actually the products that they were using aren't very sustainable and it's causing a knock-on effect where they're not winning work in the places that they usually do. And the prices, I mean, the prices are jumping up everywhere. I can't fuel up my car for less than £5,000 at the minute. You're probably going to tell me though, Mr. Customer, that you don't experience any of those problems.
And all the way through that, if I was your prospect, I'm thinking, actually, you're listening and you've given the 30 seconds, you are willing to listen and you're going, actually, yeah, that rings true. And that's what you're trying to do. Instead of just boring them to death with what it is you do, you're kind of, do you know what I mean? Going through the process and saying, does any of this align with you? And if it does, that's when you find somebody that has realized they've got a problem and they might be willing to have that problem solved. And that's what you're looking for. Because I was writing something earlier and it is just, if you said your job today, Jack, is to go out and get as many meetings as possible, I really feel like we could get 50-100 meetings just for the sake of getting a meeting. It's just like, hiya, yeah, can I have 5 minutes of your time? Do you know what I mean? You could really beg, borrow, and steal and get that time, but it's pointless. What's the point of a meeting?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you're looking to sell something. You're looking for, well, you're also looking for someone to turn up. That's the other thing. In the new world where you don't actually show up at someone's office and just show up on Zoom, people have got this out where they just give you a counterfeit yes and say, yeah, just get off the phone. I'll book it in my diary. And they just never show up or speak to you again. Save your number, bang. So first impressions, people think, well, first impressions in person are so much more important. First impressions in this new digital world are important because you probably don't get another chance.
Exactly. And I think I feel like it is a little bit wanky and a little bit buzzwordy calling it a value proposition, but there must be a better phrase for it. But it is just like saying, this is the value, this is the problem. It's the problem solving part of your pitch. So it's not a pitch. It sounds like when you think about sales and old school sales, a pitch just sounds all of a sudden, if someone, so I was at a networking event today and someone said, right, I'm going to pitch you now. And they just, do you know what I mean? People are just chucking their pitches left, right, and center. And you just, a pitch isn't about you a lot of the time. No. So if your pitch is about your prospect, then all of a sudden that's where you're going to get that buy-in.
It should always start off before you pick up the phone, any sort of outreach, maybe even, you know, marketing messages, anything like that, when you're looking to get your product or service in front of someone, should start with, what are they moaning about that I can potentially fix? It shouldn't be. So I put a post up the other day. No one's ever slapped their hand on the desk and said, oh God, I wish I had a cloud-based CRM. No one's ever done that. What people are probably saying is, I've got too many leads coming in. We don't know when we're actioning things. Our diary's all over the place. I don't know when to follow up, blah, blah, blah. It's all those sort of things that people are moaning about. They don't buy the cloud-based CRM. They buy the solution to an untidy pipeline. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, I get it completely. So you've got to go out to market. You've got to find the people that have the problems that you solve. And then if there's enough synergy there, you solve this problem, they've got that problem, you're good at what you do, you care enough to find out if you can help them, bang, world explodes. Bang.
You're the Everyone's business happy. Doctor. You're Everyone's the business happy. Doctor.
Beautiful.
Nice one. All right, Jack. Thanks, mate.
Our books are now open. Friends, Romans, countrymen, if you're looking for more sales, and that might be getting more meetings in the diary, meeting more of the right types of people, or breaking into a new area or sector, we've got you covered in two key ways. Number one, we can do it for you. We can kick the doors down, get you the meetings, and do the prospecting that you hate. Or number two, we can teach you how we do it so you can do it for yourselves, creating repeatable, predictable results. So if you're interested in either of those things, www.wehaveameeting.com and hit the contact us form. Speak to you soon.